I'm with Starboy, and we are the Chris and Elby Show.
Did you say that? Did you say that the wrong way around?
What did I say?
Did you say it was the weekend by Starboy?
Can we rewind the tape? I don't think so.
We will rewind the tape in a little bit. Well, I say a little bit. We'll do that next week. Listening to the Chris Elby Show. Welcome.
I'm questioning every decision I've ever made now. Jeez.
I know. And I had a message from the other Chris in my life, Mr. Ball.
He said
Starboy. Very good choice for the starting. So thank you very much for the feedback, Chris.
We had all the decision making.
Yeah, every single bit of decision making made in this radio station is all us. That's all it is. Welcome back to week two of the 2020-something or other edition.
It's week three, I believe, but it's week two of our show.
It's 2023 and a half. Edition of the Chris and Alfie Show. What we've got planned is today, unfortunately, our wonderful sporting genius Harrison has disappeared. We don't know where he is.
But, calf injury. I guess his cows hurt real bad.
Yeah. No steak for that boy.
Oh.
But we've still got some many things to do, including the return of a much loved segment, which I'm hoping you've remembered and prepared for, Chris.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's confident. We'll sort it out in the break. Yes. Well, also, just before we go on to that, right?
Yes.
I want to ask. Last week you announced something.
I did.
That you're doing at sport. How did it go? Because you did your first one yesterday.
Oh my god, so good. No, it was Tuesday.
No, it was Tuesday. You did the first one Tuesday.
Tuesday night. I tell you what, my forward rolls and back rolls need work, but my side shoulder roll onto the mat, that's perfection, apparently.
My goodness. Now, for those who aren't aware, a particular someone has started doing wrestling. He started wrestling.
Wrestling.
And I think it's something that I would never have expected you to do.
Really? You didn't expect my physique to be jumping around?
Yeah, well, I mean, all 4'7" of you, I'm surprised that you're stepping into the ring. But,
you tall idiot.
I'm going to go and watch one of these training things. I'm going to take some videos of it if I am permitted, and I'm going to put them on the internet for all of our wonderful fans.
Well, here's a fun little story for you. I've actually just got in text, so it's considered, you know, it's law, it's real.
All right.
I've got that the owner agreeing to come on our show.
My goodness, hang on. Just to be safe, right? Do you mean in the studio?
Yeah.
He's not going to teach us wrestling in the studio.
Oh, no. He's not going to talk.
Okay, good.
No, all we're going to do is talk about it. We're not going to do anything.
Because as much as I bully you for it, I am not anywhere better physique for wrestling. I'm a weak little boy.
I can teach you a collar and elbow tie-up if you want it.
We'll rain check on that one, I reckon.
Okay. Suplex.
Before we go into Post Malone with I Like You, a happier song.
I Like You Too. Oh, you mean Post Malone.
The next break, right? We're going to do a return of a much-loved segment.
Before
we go into that, I have a little experiment, because I want to see if Christy and I... Christy's here with us. Do you want to say hello? Okay, she doesn't want to say hello. That's fine. We went shopping yesterday, and since dating, we have been...
shopping lots of times, right?
She's made me into a clean boy. A clean weekly.
You dirty clean boy.
So I've been starting to take care of myself. And I bought something yesterday, and I didn't realise what it was. You're going to find out what that is next. But first, we've got Post Malone with I Like You. You're listening to Chris and Alfie Show on Phoenix Radio. Stick around, because we don't know what's going to happen.
Havana, Camila Cabello. That's how you say it.
That was very well done. Very with a lot of spice in there.
Spicy.
I like it very much. You're listening to the Chris and Alfie Show on Phoenix Radio. The time is currently 4:17 p.m. And we're going to go into a subject. I said it again. We're going to go into a segment.
The other S word, yes.
That we love very, very much and is making its fantastic return on this show. But first, Christopher.
Yes.
I have been... treating myself lately.
Oh.
Okay. I've been getting nice and smelly things and exfoliating stuff and all things to try and make me look a little bit less like an 80-year-old.
I see, yeah.
But I went to Anne's shop yesterday with Kristen. I'm not going to say which one because we don't advertise here.
No, we do not.
I bought a body wash, not realising that it was a body wash. I'm going to get you to smell this.
Okie
dokie. Can you reach it?
I think so.
Can you reach it? Yeah. There we go. You can reach it.
Am I allowed to see the top?
You are not allowed to read what it says,
okay.
But I want you to open the top and have a whiff. Okay?
I'm opening the top.
Okay. Okay.
Ooh.
What does it smell like?
smells like chocolate.
Does it smell like chocolate? Yeah. Would you like to read what the top says?
Top says, posh chocolate.
Posh chocolate. That is right. You got it. Where's my thing? Hang on. Give me a second. There we go. And I'll give you a theatre clap as well. No, that is posh chocolate. It apparently is a body wash. But you may have noticed that when you open the top, there's a big gaping hole in the top of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a finger hole.
Oh, yes, there is too. I touched it.
So I was in the bathroom earlier today.
Right, as you often do.
We were doing our hair. Yes. Of course, we need to look good before we come into uni.
Of course.
And I decided that it smelt like chocolate, which must mean that there's chocolate in there, right? Would you agree that having a taste is something that would be... Having a smell of that, would you agree that you would also maybe have a taste of that just to see if it does taste like chocolate? I'm not saying you should... Because I did, and it doesn't. It tastes like soap.
Let me just put it this way. If I had to get my mouth washed out with soap, I'd probably use this one.
Yeah. See, we had... I won't drag Chris into this. I had a taste, okay? And it doesn't taste like chocolate. Is that blatant false advertising?
I think it is.
I think it is too. Still, it's a very nice soap, and it's made my skin.
But it does say body wash, so I mean, you have to admit, it's probably just a scent. It's just a scent, right?
It also says it's made from chocolate. Anyways, right.
Yeah, it does actually.
Christopher.
Self-centered, apparently. It's very arrogant cocoa.
Oh.
Self-centered cocoa.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Christopher.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready? Because we are about to begin.
Farmer Wants a Wife. No?
Okay.
Hillbilly Jamboree.
I was going to say, how is fun facts? Maybe we do need to come up with a new theme for that.
I will make one.
We will get on... Oh, maybe you won't need to, because I will bring in my suggestion later on in the show, okay?
Okay, sure.
I've got it ready here. We'll do it a bit later. But yes, it's Howie's Fun Facts!
Howie's Fun Facts!
I'm going to throw it over to you now, Mr. Sir.
You may
amaze us with your amazing facts of wonder and whiz.
I shall. I will. I'm a whiz and a wonder. There's three actually verified scientific facts here. So these are actually we looked it up and we Googled it, we back checked it. We didn't do all the fact checking. We just Googled stuff. It came up the same answers. So you know, and I have cancer apparently according to Google.
What?
I'm kidding. Anyway, the human stomach can. I'll say it, but the human stomach can dissolve razor blades, and I will explain that.
Okay.
If you ever swallow a razor blade, don't panic. Well, easy for said and done, right?
Are you sure you shouldn't panic?
The human body is more capable than you think. See, I didn't write this, but... Acids are ranked on a scale from 0 to 14. The lower the pH level, the stronger the acid. So human stomach acid is typically 1 to 2, meaning that it has an incredibly stronger pH. So that's going to burn right through your razor.
We actually have a resident scientist in here with us who is going to stay mute, or do you want to go on? Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna turn her mic on. We have a resident scientist in here. Can you tell us anything about the chemistry of stomach acid? Yes. Say anything. No, yes.
Anything.
Fact is right.
Okay, there we go. Fact is
verified.
Right. There we go. We have a scientist in the house saying
ding.
Yes.
Number one. Number two is.
Oh, yes. There we go. Go on, number two.
Yeah, enough self-adulation. Number two. Earth's oxygen is produced by the ocean.
Is it really?
It's a true fact. I'll tell you how.
I was fed the lie that it was done by the trees in the Amazon.
The tree, lazy pieces of... Anyway, have you ever stopped to think where oxygen comes from? The answer is, obviously, we thought it was from the trees, right? Your first thought may be the rainforest. Yes, it was. But here's a cool science... I'm talking to myself here. Cool science facts for you. We can thank plant-based marine organisms for all that fresh air. According to the National Oceanic Service, that's a hard word to say, plankton, seaweed, and other photosynthesizers produce more than half of the world's oxygen.
Oh, there you go.
From underwater. How talented is that?
So thank you, SpongeBob and Plankton, for the air that I...
Oh, thank you.
That was...
I don't know what that was.
Oh, who's the comedian that sounds like? It doesn't matter.
It's some comedian.
So yes, what we've learned so far is that swallowing a razor blade, although it's not a sharp idea, you don't have to panic because it'll dissolve. And Plankton and SpongeBob are solely responsible for us being able to breathe.
That's right.
Have you got a third one?
I have a third one.
You've got a third one.
This one is probably the most amazing fact of all because you... You know you can't walk on clouds.
Okay.
A cloud can weigh around 1 million pounds.
Good Lord, really?
So if you'd think that you'd be able to walk on that, but your childhood dreams of floating on a weightless cloud may not withstand a scientific fact. The average cumulus cloud can weigh up to 1 million pounds, according to the USGs. That's about as heavy as the world's largest jet when it's completely full of cargo and passengers. So that thing up there ain't light, but you still can't walk on it.
So how can planes can fly through it? Is it because it's not dense?
Oh my god, maybe I didn't look at that much information, but that's next week.
There we go. We need the.
It's as dense as my head. Not that dense.
Oh my, that's going to be extremely very dense. Okay, so up next we've got is that it for Howie's Fun Facts?
Yeah, for Howie's Fun Facts.
Here we go.
Thank you very much.
Diggy diggy doo 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 doo. Yeah, we'll stop that one because we don't like it very much. But I do have a new theme for that one. Well, we're going to go into Tiesto with 10:35. We're going to be coming out
specific
soon after probably Madonna. I'd say we're going to be coming in soon after her or Passenger. We haven't decided yet.
We'll figure it out
with our very very favourite, the Unqualified Expert. That's right. You can play along at home. Tell us who you think has done better. And if you have any facts for Howie's Fun Facts, go on to our Twitter. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Up next, stick around for the Unqualified Expert, because we have actually got a panel of judges here, and by that one I mean our scientist. Our resident scientist is going to choose who's the winner.
She can point. Yes, if she doesn't want to say anything, she can just point.
Yeah, she can point. She can point. That's she's good at pointing. Listen to the Chris Nalvey Show on Phoenix Radio. Stick around!
Stay around! Like a Prayer, Madonna. I mean, I don't know who was praying for that, but it's a good song.
That's a very funny joke. I like it.
Thank you very much.
The crowd goes wild.
Is Madonna okay these days? Last I heard from her, she was... I didn't actually hear from her, but we heard that she was in hospital.
That's a fantastic question. I wish I knew the answer to, but I unfortunately don't. Unfortunately, welcome to the Chris and Alfie Show. Starting on a bright and happy note there after that one.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Like a surgeon.
You're listening to the Chris and Alfie... Mike, what has happened to my voice? You're listening to the Chris and Alfie Show on Phoenix Radio. We're going to play a game now, which we like to call... We haven't got a theme for this one either. Which we like to call the Unqualified Expert.
It goes with the theme.
Maybe the thing will be the theme for that. But I don't know. We'll come up with a theme for that one.
Yeah.
This is where we like to play a little game where each of us has a very odd word on our phones, and we will ask the other person to rant about that for the entirety of the minute. And when they hear this siren, that means they can stop talking. But they cannot stop talking about that one subject until that siren comes up. Christopher,
yes.
Would you like to go first?
Ah, sure.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
And we have a panel of judges here, and by panel of judges, I mean our resident scientist, who would not like to talk. However, she will point, so you will have to take our word for it.
Absolutely.
Our wonderful audience. Christopher,
yes.
Your word. Are you ready?
I am.
You're ready?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yes.
100%.
I'm the ocean, I'm not sure.
Okay, your word is... Milvine. In 3, 2, go!
Milvine is actually a suburb in Melbourne. It's right near Little Collins Street, just down from the place with the 5-7-Elevens on the corner. You know, you're thinking, one corner with 5-7-Elevens? Yes. It's convenient. It's called Convenience Corner. And that's right on the corner of Milvine and Little Collins. So don't forget that. If you need to get a nice cold can of Coke, Milvine, it's how you feel fine. You know what I'm saying? You get down to the 5-7-Elevens, and I'm going to get off the 7-Elevens in a second, because that's where the interesting things end, because there's a train station further down Milvine, and it runs every 5 minutes. Now, it's not the train you want to get on, because that one's every hour. You want to get on the train that goes straight to Bundoora. That's where I came from. And a little comedian you may have heard of called Peter Hellyer was actually from Bundoora as well, and he lived there the same time I did. So from Milvine to Peter Hellyer. I mean, that's... I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, you know what I'm saying? It's all up in there. And he goes to the convenience store every week and on Milvine, and he buys Kit Kat.
Wow. Okay. Started off, I wasn't sure how I felt about that one, but I'm gonna give you a big theatre clap for that one. Possibly the most original idea I think we've ever had. A suburb in, was it Melbourne?
Yep.
That was honestly quite well done.
I had to make up for last week. Last week's was a shocker. So
last week's was... interesting. It was definitely interesting. And remember, you can also vote yourselves for who's done the better Unqualified Expert one here. Remember, our social medias are on Facebook. We've got Phoenix Radio - Australia. Our Instagram is at Phoenix Radio Live, and our Twitter is at Phoenix Radio. Go on to those and vote
Alfie,
for us. Yes.
It's now called X.
And our X is called at Phoenix... Oh, that feels...
Your ex is
that feels
a website.
Weird to say. Okay, our
That's
ex
sad.
Is at Phoenix Radio. Go on there and vote for us. We're going to be putting some posts on and some announcements soon. But we haven't 100% fleshed out that announcement yet. But that'll be coming in the coming weeks. Christopher.
Yes, you ready for your word?
I'm ready for my word.
All right, your word is. Limerence.
Limerence?
Yes, correct.
Limerence is actually the science of how lemons get so zesty and sour, all right? They were actually first discovered, contrary to popular belief, lemons aren't actually natural, right? You probably didn't know this. They were invented. They were limes. And they were they're taken into... not a factory, but a laboratory. It's a laboratory, right?
Yes.
And the science, which is called the word of which you just said... it's where it's the process of turning a lime into a lemon. Now they inject it with all sorts of things like food coloring and salt and sugar,
mm-hmm.
And special ingredients as well. Now all of that put together turns the lime slightly bigger, and it regains a new color, which is yellow, and it becomes a lot more zesty. And of course, you know, if you've had a lime, you know it's still got its taste. It's good in cocktails. Mm. It's good on food. It's great on steak. But when you have a lemon, it's like all of that is turned up to 11, right? And that is because of the process, which is done in a laboratory, to turn a lime into a lemon called...
Limerence.
You just said. Limerence?
Wow.
There we go.
See, limerence from evil. Wow, that was incredible.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. What does that actually mean?
Well, it actually means you were... Yeah, not right at all.
Ah.
The state of being obsessively infatuated with someone, usually accompanied by delusions of a desire... for an intense relationship, romantic relationship with that person.
Oh, I wouldn't know about any of that.
Yeah, that's limerence is dirt. There's three stages of limerence, apparently. Do you want to hear about that?
I would actually like to hear about the three All stages right. of limerence.
The first stage is infatuation.
Okay.
Which is pretty self-explanatory. You look at someone, you're like, I love them.
Mm.
Crystallization, which is when it comes clear. And deterioration, which is when you realize, maybe I haven't got a chance.
Well, there you go.
So or maybe that means... doesn't actually have the what it means, but... deterioration, maybe it means it just turns ugly. Well,
maybe. Who knows? Christy.
Yes.
You are... I said Christy.
I'm just saying yes.
You are our panel of scientific expertise. Who had the better one here? You can just point if you don't want to speak. You're allowed to say that they were both bad. We're not going to be happy about it, but yes, you can say that. Who do you think was the best, the least worst?
Well, as a scientist, I didn't like yours at all.
Oh, what?
So...
yes, by default.
No!
Default.
God.
Best two words ever. Default.
That's just. I'm turning your mic off.
Wait a second. Were they both really that bad?
Sometimes.
Okay. You know what? I am turning your mic off. I'm turning it off for good. I reckon I won that one. But Chris, you think you won, and unfortunately, our panel of incorrect scientists has said that you're the winner as well. What we'd like to do is go online for you, our wonderful, wonderful listeners. We'd like you to go on and tell us who you think went better. In the meantime, we're going to go into a little bit of a break and then come back after Hilltop Hoods with the MFYY, a fantastic segment, which actually Chris came up with. But I have the songs today.
I love it.
Yes, it's going to be fun. Stick around. You're listening to Chris and Alfie on Phoenix Radio.
You're listening to Phoenix Radio.
Phoenix Radio.
When it comes to your future,
you know what I love about Australian music? I just love it all. Hilltop Hoods and Sia with I Love It There. Bit of Melbourne and Sydney reference to that.
Yes, I haven't actually heard those before. Well, I mean, I've heard the song, obviously, but I haven't really listened that deeply into it. But yes, no, I've only just seen the...
collaboration, though. Sia and Hilltop Hoods.
It's a fantastic song. Yes. Hey, now you're listening to the Chris and Alfie Show on Phoenix Radio. We're going to be playing a game now, which we like to call...
It's time for...
Oh, music!
For your years.
Good on you, Howie.
Yes, very, very good job, Howie. Thank you. Thank you, Past Howie, for that wonderful, wonderful intro there. Now, this is the game where we have a set of five songs on our little soundboard here. And you have to guess what the decade of each song is. Now, a little extra added point at the end, if you can guess the theme of
the
them.
The theme.
This one is very up-to-date. This theme, because it's something that's currently going on at the moment. If you can guess what that might be, afterwards you get an extra point. Are we ready? Now, Chris, are you going to be playing this as well? You're going to play. Okay, I'm going to put a mic up. There we go. And I'm going to put the sound up, because we're going to be playing our first song Are we ready?
Yes.
In three.
You lift the field.
Oh, yes.
You were the best for me. But you turned me up. You dropped a bomb on me, baby. You dropped a bomb on me.
Yeah.
Love
the
song.
Yeah. The Yacht. There we go. So, Christy, can you guess what decade that might have come out in?
Can I guess second?
You can go second. I'm not sure because he's going to know the year it came out. I wasn't expecting that, but I'm fairly sure Chris is going to know the year that came out.
Well, I know the decade.
You know the decade?
Yeah.
Can you guess a decade?
90s, maybe.
Okay, 90s. Well,
yeah, you can say that.
What are you going to go with, Chris?
Well, that's tricky because that's an 80s song because it sounds 70s, kind of. But the Gap Band, that's an 80s band, so it's obviously an 80s song.
Chris.
Yes.
You're going to go with 80s.
I am going to go
Christy,
80s.
You're going to go with 90s.
I can't change it after.
You can't change it, unfortunately. Chris, you've got a point for the Chris and Alfie show.
I dropped a bomb on you.
You dropped
baby.
A bomb on us. Okay, there we go. That's all you get at the claps. Oh. Number two.
Yes.
Ooh. There we go. Can you guess? Who would like to go first?
I have no idea about this one. So
Chris, we're going to have you go first.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, that sounds like that Tom guy. Tom something. Tom Walker?
Close, but no cigar.
It's not Tom Walker.
Can you guess what decade it might have come out from?
Sounds newish, but I'm going to say 2010s.
2010s? Okay. You confident in that answer?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
How about you, Chrissy?
I'm going to say 2000s.
You're going to say 2000s? Okay, are we ready?
Yes.
Because this is a close one. Chris, you are the winner.
Yes.
2013, that was Allo Black.
Oh, Allo Black.
Allo Black.
Hello.
With Ticking Bomb.
Of course.
All right, we're ready for number four.
Yes. I know you hear me coming, so you better watch.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you going to say, Chris?
I've already figured out the theme, but we're not going to get.
We're not going to get into that one.
I think that's a 90s. That's a very 90s rap.
You're going to go with 90s.
I am.
Now, Chris, you can agree with him if you want. You don't have to choose a different answer. What do you want to pick?
I was thinking
90s
too.
You were thinking 90s too?
But
now it seems like I'm copying. You can say it if you want.
Can.
Do you want to say 90s?
Yeah,
you're going to say 90s. Well, everybody, I've bad news for you.
Oh, no. Oh, what?
Because you got it all right.
Yeah.
Well,
bad
done.
News.
Bad news, good news.
Well, yeah.
News.
Same thing.
You know. I had to sneak that one in there. That one was
Alfie
Chris Cross with Da Bomb.
I prefer Jump, personally.
You prefer Jump? Yeah, I think that's
it. They're really nice. They're vinyl sounding sound at the start of it, and then he goes, Jump around.
Jump up, get down. All right. We're going to go into our second last one here.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Hey, now! Take a mip-map-mop and a brim-bram-broom and clim-clam-clean up the rim-ram-room, cause your bim-bam baby's coming home tonight.
Yes, she is.
This one technically fits into the theme.
Get my slim-slam slippers and my easy chair. Run your flim-flam fingers through my greasy hair. Then kiss me, baby. Let me hold you tight.
That's a doozy.
There
we
go. That was, of course, the wonderful Frank Sinatra, which kind of gives away what decade it might
kind
be
of.
Because it gives you three decades.
Well,
it could be.
He remembered the lyrics, so it wasn't the later period.
Oh, shots
fired. Sorry, Frank.
Chrissy, do you want to go first or second?
Second.
Christopher.
Oh, goodness. Okay. That's tricky.
It was
in the stage where he was doing all the do whip a dabba dibba do, all those kind of shaggy baggy, those kind of lyrics. That was around the. That was the early 50s, I think.
Are you going to go with the early
50s? 50s? Yeah.
What are you going to say? Chrissy seems to look like she disagrees with you. What are you going to say?
Okay, considering I don't know who that person is, I was going to say a little bit different.
What were you going to say?
'80s.
Okay, you're going to go with the '80s. Frank Sinatra. I've not taught her. I've taught her very much about cars, but not quite about music yet.
Can I change and go '60s?
You can go change and go '60s, but unfortunately, Chris, you are the winner.
Oh, how good am I?
Have you got all of them right?
I think so.
You've got every single one of them right. You've got one left to go.
Oh boy!
All right, one left to go. If you get all of these right and the theme, you win forever.
Oh my goodness.
Are you ready?
It's pressure, yes.
Yes.
Got a doll, baby. I love her so. Nothing else like her anywhere you go. A man, she's anything but calm. Regular pint size Adam Bomb. Adam Bomb, baby. Adam Bomb.
Oh, yeah. That.
That
is good.
That's good. It is good. It's one of my cruisy songs I use in the Volkswagen. Can you guess what decade it came from?
Do you want to go first or me this time again?
I'll guess.
Okay.
You'll guess?
70s.
70s. Okay. Christopher?
I'm going to say 50s.
You're going to say 50s?
I am.
Well. Chris, you are
yes!
5 for 5! Good!
And I can enter the
game.
I want to solve the puzzle, Alex.
You want to solve the puzzle? Okay. What do you think the puzzle is?
Well, obviously, bombs, atom bombs.
That's right! You have got every single one of them right. I thought I'd give it a bit of an Oppenheimer theme.
The Hall of Famer idea.
Because, you know, we've got Barbie versus Oppenheimer. Maybe next time we'll have Barbie songs. Who knows? Yes, you are correct in every single one of your guesses there.
Wow.
Chris, did you have anything to say about having none of them right? You don't listen to other. I've had another message from the wonderful Chris Ball, who has had some choice words to say about you not knowing who Frank Sinatra is. So we have a
fun
evening.
And that's my lady. She's a tramp.
We have a fun evening to look forward to with Chris. But yes, you have won the MFYY. Now we're going to be having a very, very quick break, and we'll be coming back after Timmy Trumpet and Savage with
Savage, wasn't
it? With Freaks there. You're listening to the Chris and Alfie Show on Phoenix Radio. We don't have a lot of time left, so we gotta get going. Oh, we'll be coming back soon. Come on.
Freaks, Timmy Trumpet and Savage. That was, of course, a song I heard many, many times. I was on a KFC commercial shoot. I'm not saying I'm a big star or anything, but I was a featured extra. So.
That's right, because you actually did some stuff.
I did some stuff.
See, you were on
and some things.
You were on the Young Rock. You've done the KFC ads. I've done an ad for a very sketchy looking internet website. I think it was cryptocurrency or something along the lines of that.
Oh.
And then I also did an episode of Totally Wild. So you know,
you did, yes.
We've been out there, Chris.
We have been out there. We're still out there.
We're still.
I never came back.
You've been listening to the Chris and Alfie Show on Phoenix Radio. My goodness, what a show we've had today. It has our audiences, well, I say audience, our in-studio audiences has fallen a little bit. We've only got one in here, but
down
she did a very
one.
Good job on the on MFYY. Didn't get a single one right, but she played, and that's the main thing.
All you gotta do, it doesn't matter if you win or lose, it's how you play.
Exactly.
The game.
I've eaten some soap.
Soap.
And we talked about Millvine, the area in Melbourne, which doesn't exist. But also,
or does it?
Chris, we brought back Howie's Fun Facts, and we had the theme, but we didn't really like the theme very much, okay?
That's exactly right.
I've been in touch with someone who, she's a piano player on the TikToks, okay?
Oh, okay.
She's a classical pianist, but she did this one video where she played an organ that she found, and there was this bee, like this wallpaper with a bee on it behind her. And she just played this kind of funny little song. She improvised it. Her Instagram, if you are interested, is Helen's Piano. And I love her content. I think it's fantastic. But she has done us the fantastic, fantastic courtesy of actually giving us a recorded high quality version of the theme. Are you ready to hear it?
Yes.
This is my suggestion for any theme of ours. Are you ready?
Yeah, go for it. That is gold.
Oh yeah.
I'm a busy bee. Howie's fun facts are coming up, and everything in between. I love it.
I love
it. And it was improvised completely.
Well, The original one was, as far as I know. But this one is the higher recorded version, and I love it to bits. I absolutely adore this little song. So that is my proposition for new Howie's Fun Facts.
Can I sing lyrics to it? Or is it fine the way it is?
You can start doing lyrics if you want, but I will turn your mic down.
Yeah, good point.
Well, thank you very much, everyone, for listening, and thank you very much, Helen, for this fantastic, fantastic theme here, which I still love to bits.
Spectacular.
Yes, you've been listening to The Chris and Alfie Show. We're going to be coming back next week. We may have an announcement. We haven't decided yet. We may even be interviewing the wonderful Helen.
But we will
find out if I'm actually, you know, any good at my job, which is, as past would tell us, I'm not.
We're on the fence.
But we're on the fence with that one. But you've been listening to The Chris and Alfie Show. What a fun show we've had. We've had a blast. I'm hoping that everyone else, that was a blast, because MFYY, you know.
Nailed it!
Thank you very much. Listen to The Chris and Alfie Show on Phoenix Radio. Stick around on our social media. Stick around to hear our podcast. Stick around next week. And we're off to
the moon! Baby!